May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 895. Awful is thy threatening, Lord. Let me mark the solemn word, what the righteous ruler said. Wages due to sin is death. Hymn 895.
Thank you. Shall we read together from the Word of God, Psalm 42, and then from the book of Isaiah, chapter 41. Psalm 42. As the hart panteth after the waters, brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me, therefore I will remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites, and from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I a mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they daily say unto me, Where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. We now turn to the book of Isaiah, and read together chapter 41. Isaiah chapter 41. Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him and made him rule over kings. He gave them as the dust to his sword and as a driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them and passed safely even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Who hath wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first, and with the last, I am he. The isles saw it and feared. The ends of the earth were afraid, drew near, and came. They helped every one his neighbor, and every one said to his brother, Be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smootheth with the hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying, It is ready for the soldering. And he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved. But thou, O Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, Thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and thou shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument. Having teeth, thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear thee. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake thee. I will open rivers in high places, and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shittah tree, and the myrtle, and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree, and the pine, and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. Produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reason, saith the King of Jacob. Let them bring them forth and show us what shall happen. Let them show the former things what they be, that we may consider them, and know the latter end of them, or declare us things for to come. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that ye are God, yea, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed and behold it together. Behold, ye are of nothing, and your work of naught, an abomination is he that chooseth you. I have raised up one from the north, and he shall come from the rising of the sun, shall he come upon my name. And he shall come upon princes as upon mortar, and as a potter treadeth clay. Who hath declared from the beginning, that we may know, and before time that we may say, He is righteous, yea, there is none that showeth, yea, there is none that declareth, yea, there is none that heareth your words. The first shall say to Zion, Behold, behold them. And I will give to Jerusalem one that bringeth good things. For I beheld, and there was no man even among them and there was no counsellor that, when I asked of them, could answer a word. Behold, they are all vanity. Their works are nothing. Their molten images are wind and confusion. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word, and help us now to come before him in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty, gracious Lord God, thou hast spared us to gather in thy house this night. And, O Lord, search us out how we are come. O Lord, as we were led this morning, two men went up unto the temple to pray. And, O Lord, thou knowest how we are found in thy house this night. There is nothing hid from thee. O Lord, search us out as we are found here this night. O, we pray for thine help, O Holy Spirit, to help us to pray. O Lord, keep us, O we beg, from taking words, O Lord. O Lord, we pray that we might know and feel prayer indicted within us. O Lord, leave us not to words that fall from our lips, but by thy power, O help us, O Lord, to pour out our hearts, to pour out our soul before thee, whether in public prayer, as the gathering in the pew and the seat, O Lord, that as those cries go up, might there be answers to those cries. As those cries have gone up, might there be answers, Lord. And those cries yet to go up, if it be thy will, might there be answers. O Lord, we come in confession of our many, many sins before thee. Thou who art holy, holy, holy. O Lord, help us to come. O Lord, in confession of sin. And plead, O Lord, that thou wilt forgive us our sin, wash and pardon our every sin in thy precious blood. O Lord, that it is our great concern that we will be found among thy blood-bought throng. O Lord, O leave us not to lean upon any save thee, Lord Jesus. O might it truly be with us, Lord. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Oh, we pray, O Lord, then, oh, for confession of our sin, that thou wilt look down and pardon. O Lord, as we go on in the way, might it be our prayer indeed, uphold my footsteps, that they slip not. For we confess, O Lord, our wandering footsteps. O Lord, turn us again. Revive, O Lord, blow upon us, blow upon that hard heart, melt us, Lord. O we pray, as we are gathered here this night, and we pray, O Lord, that we are gathered in thy name, and thou hast promised to be in the midst of such, and might we know it, Lord. Oh, we pray, Lord Jesus, that thou might fill this place with the perfume of thine electing love and mercy, with that perfume of thy blood, thy precious blood that cleanseth from all sin. And might that seeking one cry, my sin. Lord, we pray for thy work. Thy work in our hearts, in our midst, in this place and around. Thou knowest the cries. O Lord, O our souls, hear the cries that go up unto thee concerning souls. O Lord, we pray. Help us, Lord. Help us each. Help us now as we come to thy word. Grant us that wisdom from above. Keep us from that wisdom of ourselves and the vanity and folly of it. Lord, oh, might there be that looking indeed unto those hills of Zion from whence cometh our help. Oh, might we say it, Lord, and know it. Help given. Help given in the pulpit, in the desk, in the pew. Oh, Lord, thy presence known, thy presence felt. And if thou art, Lord, here in our midst, if thou dost fill the place, O Lord, no room for anything else. O Lord, might it be a gathering, a time of blessing, we pray, for our never dying souls. Use the means, O Lord. O Lord. O Lord, grant strength in weakness. Lord, the work is thine. Might that that is set forth be owned and blessed of thee. As those prayers go up, that it might be so. And those prayers that have gone up, Lord, hear prayer. Oh, we pray. Oh, Lord, hear those cries. And thou knowest, Lord, where those cries go up. For thy ear is ever open. Thy eye is ever watchful. O Lord, do then come and bless our gathering together in thy name. O we beg, watch watch over this people that gather here, those gathered in this night. We would pray for them also, that thou would hear those cries and those concerns. O Lord, and O might thou blow upon this corner of thy vineyard, that has been sown, that there might yet be that time of bringing forth those shoots, that work begun. O Lord, carried on unto the end. O might souls yet be born again. O Lord, bring into concern where there is no concern. Lord, hear those cries. Work, we pray, that thy kingdom might come. O Lord, oh, might we be truly amongst those, O Lord, we pray, that look for thine appearing. For that day will come, O Lord, when thy last elect vessel of mercy is brought safely home. O Lord, O might thou keep us ever mindful as we are carried up the things of this time and state, that we are but passing through. O Lord, this world. O Lord, forgive sins as we have prayed. Look down upon us now, gathered here, that thou wilt help us each. O Lord, help us each. We would pray for the children and the young people as they grow up, Lord, that thou wilt keep them, that thou wilt set that watch over them. O Lord, we need that set over ourselves, O Lord. But we would pray for them especially. O Lord, might that time be known. O Lord, for that bringing on that generation to follow after. O Lord, we lay all at thy feet. O Lord, help us to lay it at thy feet. And O Lord, where thy people gather throughout this world, might thou bless them, Lord. O Lord, thou art the God of the whole earth. And in thy mercy there is still yet a remnant in this land. O Lord, a land that has turned its back upon thee. But we pray, O Lord, that thou might yet hear the cry of thy remnant. O Lord, that thou might yet blow upon this land and turn us from the evil that abounds. Help now. Forgive our sins, Lord, as we have prayed. Grant us that strength that we much need, and that help, as we ask all for thy name's sake, Lord Jesus. Amen.
in 1089. Sold under sin was Paul's complaint. He felt its galling load, though he by calling was a saint and rightly taught of God. Hymn 1089.
Thank you.
Lord might help, I would direct your thoughts to Psalm 42, to Psalm 42 and verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. This psalm, perhaps one familiar to us, but oh, what a mercy if it is that is known in our hearts, in the experience of the psalmist. And perhaps as we go on in the way, as we read and the Word of God, as those portions of Scripture, those words, are made alive to our never dying soul, has there not been a looking up unto the Lord to return thanks unto him for his wisdom, that recorded in his word is that which is suitable in those spots and places that his people walk in, come into, and each generation, that the Word of God, the inspired Word of God, is a living word unto his people. And our text this night, those spots and places that we come into, maybe in the Lord's hand dealing with us, the circumstances in our lives, those trials and tribulations, it may be in the bringing down of our proud nature, that bringing down of that self-righteousness that is in us, to bring us down to that one great concern as we spoke this morning, our never dying soul, our never dying soul. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? That known in the pathway and the experience, I believe, of the Lord's people. In that work, that inward work of the Holy Spirit, that searching out of us, that work which will be performed unto the end. We may have said this morning or hinted at it, that work of laying us in the dust, that the Lord Jesus might be exalted, that our cries might go up unto him for all needed help, all needed strength, all needed wisdom. But, oh, dear child of God, to be brought to that place, to feel that need. And if we are brought to that place, it will be in the experience of it, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. And we read, and we'll come to it, that portion in Isaiah of the poor and needy. And oh, what a mercy, as we read in the Old Testament, of that natural care, if we might express it, and those things set forth to the children of Israel concerning the provision of the poor and needy. But oh, much more, that great provision of Almighty God for the poor and needy. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, said the Lord Jesus Christ, and I will give you rest. And we read at the beginning of this psalm, as the psalmist expresses that felt in their soul, as the heart panteth after the water brooks, speaking perhaps as the deer, having been chased, having been hunted, having been pursued by those that would seek its destruction. And so, the enemy of souls, the enemies within, sin, self, and Satan, those enemies within, as the second hymn hinted at Paul, in that cry, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of sin and death? That warfare within. Those enemies that would seek to lay us, destroy us. They never will. Oh, do not get me wrong, dear friends, they never will. But in the pathway, the warfare, may sing that hymn, mighty enemies without, but much mightier within. And when we feel that wretchedness, that hatred of those enemies within us, to the things of Almighty God, to that life, that new life within. So is there not that bringing of us in with this verse, in with the psalmist? As the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? An and as that which is hunted would look for a place of safety, would look for refuge, would look for that place to hide, that place of keeping, that place of shelter. So in the work of grace, that bringing of each of his people to that place, as we read later in the Psalms, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of need, and so he is, and so he is. And is he not, dear child of God? A very present help in time of need. In that coming boldly to the throne of grace. And why? To find help in time of need. And as we thought upon those words, so of that thirsting of the soul, our thoughts were taken to those words we read in Isaiah, when the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will help them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. And it will be at that time of bringing us to that place of that thirsting, of that longing, as Cowper expressed it, where is the blessedness I knew when first I saw the Lord? Where is the so refreshing view of Jesus and his word? What peaceful hours I then enjoyed, how sweet their memory still, but now I find an aching void the world can never fill. Return, O holy dove, return, sweet messenger of rest. And this is it, is it not, child of God? In that place cast down, I hate the sins that made thee mourn and drove thee from my breast. When the poor and needy seek water, there is none. The tongue faileth, I, the Lord, will hear. I, the Lord, will not forsake them. I will open those rivers. I will make the wilderness a pool of water. I will plant in that wilderness. And so the bringing of his people, poor and needy. For naturally, the poor have nothing in store. The needy have that desire for that fulfilling of their thirst. It may be in hunger for that hunger, but no means to do anything for themselves. And so is it not in that work of grace in the heart of the child of God, that bringing of us to that place, nothing in store, nothing in store. My thoughts go for a moment to the children of Israel and that collecting of the manna, and that was gathered was that which was sufficient for them. And those that tried to gather more, how that manna, putrefied as it were, could not be stored. And so in the pathway, child of God, there will be that bringing of us. As we said, emptied of anything of ourselves. Nothing of ourselves, nothing in store, no. We'll be bringing of us to that truth of the scripture, not in a fatalistic way, but in the reality of it. Without me, said the Lord Jesus Christ, he can do nothing. And so it is. But the provision, the care, the keeping of the Lord Jesus of us, the Good Shepherd of his people, of his sheep. Child of God, as the Lord has led thee thus far safely, can we not say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. His care, his keeping, his love. And as we go on, his unchanging love, his unchanging mercy, to sinners, such as we. The poor and needy. The Lord providing. And it will be in the proving as it comes to mind as Paul was brought to that place. My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. O flesh would want to be strong, would want to be self-sufficient. But where that work of grace is in the heart, child of God, it is that bringing of us to his feet, bringing us down upon our knees to prove indeed the sufficiency. Of the grace. Of sovereign grace. Or sin abounding. And so, the psalmist, coming to that place, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. We may have said before, what a mercy, what a mercy that the Lord, in the word of God, there is that little word, yet. A little word, but so full of meaning. Naturally, as we use it, It speaks perhaps of that future expectation, despite the circumstances that we may be in, that we would yet hope to do something. But oh, much more, in the heart, in the soul of the child of God, when there is that yet, that looking, is it not? When there is that looking from self, that looking within, and through that work of the Holy Spirit, child of God, there is that causing of those eyes to look up, that looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And our thoughts go for a moment, as spoken of earlier today, during the interval of the children of Israel, the Egyptians behind, the Red Sea before them, and the murmuring, the rebellion. And what was up in the sky? That pillar of cloud by day, that pillar of cloud by day, that pillar of fire by night, and at the shores of the Red Sea, that pillar watching over them, keeping the enemy from them, the darkness over the Egyptians, the light over the children of Israel. And dear child of God, when we look in our own hearts, oh, how the hymn writer wrote, lose sight of Jesus and his cross, and soon we fall a prey. Looking unto Jesus. And when those eyes, by that work of the Holy Spirit, are lifted up out of self, then that yet, the fulfilling of it, as it were, that looking unto him, and that melting, is there not at times, of our heart, that melting in love, that drawing out, that we love him because he first loved us. And that love in your soul, my soul, child of God, that cannot be broken, cannot be quenched. For that work begun is the work of Almighty God. The Lord hath declared, I will work, and who shall let it? Who shall hinder it? Oh, many may try. Those enemies we spoke of, as Paul found, those hinderings of Satan. The child of God, it may be to our shame, those things that only the Lord knows, in that confession of them that have hindered. But it is the Lord who hath gotten the victory. And it is the Lord. Who will bring us safely through. For we are held, are we not, in his hand. They shall never perish. None shall pluck them from my hand. But in that walking out of the journey, that bringing of us to these places, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? For is there not that yet hope thou in God? For I shall yet praise him for the help of my countenance. And is it not, as we read and read in the previous verse, when I remember, and as the Lord spoke to his disciples at that time of the end, or near the end of his ministry upon this earth, of that one that would come, the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, that would bring to remembrance. And oh, what a mercy. As we look up unto Almighty God in that covenant of electing love and mercy, the work of Almighty God, the love of the Father, the unmerited love and mercy of the Father in the choice of a people, given unto the Son, the eternal Son of God, a people given unto him as the dear Redeemer, and the work of the Holy Spirit in the heart, in the soul of each one of his people, in that work of regeneration, in that work, as Paul speaks of it, you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. The work, the covenant of electing love and mercy. And dear David, had a yet in that covenant. And dear child of God, do we not know something of it? Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. For this is all my salvation, and all my desire, although he make it not to grow, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. Sovereign love, sovereign mercy. And is there not, in that work of the Holy Spirit, a lifting up of the downcast, is there not? As we have here and the experience of it, I believe that lifting up of the eyes of the psalmist to look beyond those circumstances. In providence and in grace, and in that place that he had come, or that they had come into, that looking up, that looking beyond, that looking unto that one who has gone to prepare that place for his people. Yet, and our thoughts went to dear Hannah, one, as we read of her, in that bitterness of soul, prayed unto the Lord, wept sore. Eli misunderstood her, and yet that belief, that union in heart, I believe in the end, the Lord grant thee thy petition. In bitterness of soul, and brought to that place, O my Lord, is my soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto thee, Lord, for this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore lent unto the Lord. And then that prayer of thanksgiving of Hannah, I shall yet praise him. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, in that bitterness of soul? It may be, child of God, but there will be that time, for the Lord has promised in his word, I shall yet praise him. As Hannah was brought to that place, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord, mine horn is exalted. We will not read it all. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill. The Lord maketh the poor rich, and bringeth low, and lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill. I shall yet praise him. Well did the hymn writer write, judge not the Lord by feeble sense. And yet we do. I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance, for his goodness to me, for his looking down upon me, for his watching over me, for his keeping, for his love, his unfailing love and mercy. And lo, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff to comfort. The Lord ever present with his people, ever watching over. His care, his love. Oh yes, we may not always feel it, we may not always see it. Our hearts, our thoughts may be in that emptiness and coldness. Yet, as the Holy Spirit works, and what is it that moves coldness? What is it that thaws the ice? What is it that thaws that cold heart, sinner? Is it not as the Holy Spirit works? And as there is that warmth, that drawing out of the heart unto the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Righteousness, with healing in on his wings. I am the light of the world. And as the Lord shines, is it not, in the experience of it, child of God, into our hearts, then a dispelling of the darkness, then that warmth known, that melting, then a bringing of us to his feet, then that laying of us in the dust, then that looking from self unto him. I shall yet praise him. I shall yet praise him. And Jonah, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the belly of that great fish, in those depths, dear child of God, that you may feel to be in, through his disobedience, through his folly, and yet one loved of Almighty God. What a mercy. What a mercy that Jesus came into this world not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. For sinners can say, and none but they, how precious is the Saviour. For thou hast cast me into the deep, into the midst of the sea, from the belly of hell, cried I. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet, that in the soul of Jonah, that could not be quenched, could not be broken, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thy temple. And that work of the Holy Spirit in his dealings with us as we journey on in this way, it will be, maybe that we're walking through at the moment, the bringing of us to these words, that all honour and glory is unto him. And that searching out of us, why art thou cast down, O my soul, why art thou disquieted within me? That work of the Holy Spirit in that confession of sin. And does it not search us out, child of God, in confession of sin? In John there is a very solemn word concerning the blood of the Lord, the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that cleanseth from all sin. If we confess our sin, he is just to forgive us our sin. But if we say we have no sin, we make him a liar. How solemn. And so the work of grace, as we have said, would not repeat it for the sake of it. In the child of God is that work of the Holy Spirit from beginning to end. To what end? To what end? All to make us sick of self and fond of him. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. And again, as we thought upon that little word, yet, that word in Isaiah came, can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Held in that hand, and having loved his own, he loved them unto the end. All that the Father giveth me shall come unto me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. Yet will I not forget thee. Loved with an everlasting love. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. And as the psalmist, as we read together, the health of my countenance and my God. What a mercy. If the Lord is our God. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £740, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Fred Ince will preach on Tuesday evening, and next Lord's Day there will be reading services. Let us close with hymn 723. Come ye sinners, poor and wretched, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, joined with power. He is able, he is willing, doubt no more. Hymn 723.
Thank you.
Dear Lord, part us with thy blessing. Forgive what thy pure eyes have seen amiss. Do, Lord, grant that for our souls to feed upon. And, O Lord, might there be that lifting up of the downcast. Might there yet be that praising of thee, that looking unto thee, O Lord. That we might know thee indeed as the author and finisher of our faith, our hope for all eternity. Watch over this people, be with those unable to be out this night through circumstance. Watch over each, we pray. Go before, we beg. Take us in safety. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the union and communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, both present and absent, both now and forever. Amen.